Catch up with the entire season of Pandora anytime on the CW app or download it on iTunes. You can also watch Pandora in Canada on the Space Channel.
Welcome to Unboxing Pandora, the podcast where we take a behind-the-scenes look into the hit CW show, Pandora. On today's show, we're joined by the Fighting Zatarians, Ben Ratcliffe and Tegan Short, to talk about their roles as Pandora's favorite Zatarian couple, Raylan and Mata. We get an update on Season 2, Ben's history as a baby actor, and why I woke up at 5:30 in the morning to do this interview. My name is Peter Holmstrom. I'm the writer's assistant on Pandora, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. Ben Ratcliffe, Tegan Short, thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, great to be here.
Hello.
It's such an honor to finally get to speak to you guys. I've, you know, been reading your scripts and had you guys in my head now for so long. This is an exciting experience for me. I'm very
excited. That's great. Yeah. We've also been reading the scripts, with the exception of Tegan. I don't think she reads that
though. No, I just turn up on the day and I hope for the best and I cross my fingers.
A lot
it's
of improv.
A really big improv show.
Yeah.
So I have so many questions about your lives and about your experiences, but first things first, you're in the middle of season two, a filming of season two. How's it going? How are things over in Bulgaria right now?
Bulgaria is lovely. It's the best place in the world. We're having a great time. There's so much to do here. It's brilliant. Like Tegan, you went on a huge hike the other day, right?
Yeah. What day are we on? It's Wednesday. So on Monday, we have our days off on Sunday and Monday. And on Monday, I organized a big private car because we don't want to mix with people. And so eight of us actors from the crew hiked to this place called the Seven Lakes. And it's about, you get a cable car up there and it's about a 4-hour hike in the middle of these mountains, and you see all these amazing four little lakes. It's very Mordor-esque. It's like Lord of the Rings. And when you get to the very, very top, you're kind of in the clouds and it's freezing cold. But you're your internal body temperature is boiling and your skin is frozen because the hike is just steep uphill. But it was definitely worth it getting to the top. And I think everyone sort of, you know, it's moments like that, you know, along with being on set, where you realize that we're so lucky to be in a country where we can film, do what we love. And then also there is so much beautiful scenery and action based things to do here. Ben invited me to go wakeboarding the other day and we went on a lake and did some wakeboarding.
Yeah, Tegan is an absolute beast, by the way, because she'd never been wakeboarding before. And then her first time, she gets up on the board straight away and then instantly sends herself out of the wake and starts jumping and starts doing some jumps. And I was like, this is not your first time wakeboarding. Come on. It was amazing.
But Ben, I was watching you doing all your skills for half an hour beforehand. So I was just absorbing your moves like a sponge.
Yeah, well, you've got to learn from the best.
Give that a go.
You've got to learn from the best, of course.
Exactly.
That's what you do. That's what you do on screen as well. You learn from
the best. Yeah. Honestly, it really is husband and wife material here, and
it really
he leads me. He leads me, really. It's a classic domestic relationship.
You know, I watched a movie yesterday. That's my exciting life. It all sounds wonderful. I was curious though, because Tegan, you said it was called Seven Lakes, but there's only four. Is that what's going on there with that name?
What do you mean there's only four? There's only
four up there. Yeah, but you said it's called Seven Lakes, and there's only four of them.
You saw more than four. You saw seven.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say there was only four lakes up there.
I thought I heard you say four lakes as well.
Oh.
I'm with you, Peter. I think
you
said four.
Thank you.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Make sure your scenes stay in the script.
And then when you got to the top, you could see round the other side where there are the other ones, which is called the lake that's called an eye. Then there's one called a kidney bean lake. But you can't see all of them on one of the hikes up. It's kind of like a big ring loop. and you see the other one on the way back. But on the way up, you see four. And then when you get to the top, you see all of them. And then on the way back, you see the rest.
I see. Okay, cool. Well, now I feel stupid.
I'm sorry.
So
I feel stupid if I did say that and I didn't even notice that I said that. So I apologize, Peter. I'm very sorry. No.
It's the morning here, and my coffee is not kicked in yet. So this is.
We're very sorry. It's seriously early there in LA. Isn't
no, no,
it?
No. I mean, this is no. This I didn't mean it like that. This is totally fine.
I'm
happy to accommodate you guys. You guys are very busy over there. So let's back up a bit. I would love to know a bit about your guys' history, where you guys come from, and how you first got into acting.
Tegan?
You want me to kick us off? Okay.
Yeah, because I know you'll be really quick.
Yeah. They picked me up on the streets of Bulgaria. I was actually married to a Bulgarian prince, and then my plans changed. I kind of started acting when I was like 16, 17 at school. And initially I was quite terrified of the stage. I did drama A level, but for all the school plays and stuff, I was always the stage manager. Maybe because I just like bossing people about and, wearing a cool headset that makes me feel like a pilot. So I started doing that, and then it got to the point where I had to choose my life, and things got kind of serious, and I really dislike writing essays and things like that. I'm very curious and I like reading books and learning, but I'm very dyslexic, so writing for me isn't great. And one of my friends that I met told me about drama school, and I was like, what is this place where you just go for 3 years and you learn how to be an actor, and you just, you know, have a proper classical training and you don't even write anything, nothing. She was like, nope. I was like, oh my God, this sounds absolutely ideal. So then I ended up getting into the Guildhall School of Music and Drama, which is a drama school in London, in a place, an area called the Barbican. And went there for 3 years, did a training. And then I graduated about 2 years ago. And so since then, I've just been doing bits and bobs in London. But this is my first sort of abroad gig, which has been kind of terrifying, but really cool, obviously. And kind of bizarre also to get a job that's in a foreign country straight after being in lockdown for 3 months and not seeing as far as the front door of my house. So it's kind of been amazing timing, really. With this job. So that's the background of myself.
Wonderful.
My turn.
You go, Ben.
Sick. I've been acting since I was really young. I wasn't just a child actor, I was a baby actor. I was fully doing stuff when I was a little baby. My mum used to take me in a pram, like on the set of like Emmerdale, and she'd push me in the background. And eventually I got older and I kept doing it, and I turned out to actually still enjoy it, you know, because that's always a risk, isn't it? That your child might grow up and think, I hate this. Why am I doing this? But I still enjoyed it, and I went to a theatre school. And then whilst I was at a theatre school, I changed my mind and decided that I wanted to become a filmmaker. After 2 years of thinking I wanted to do that, I changed my mind again. Decided I want to be an actor, and ended up getting a job in this Disney show called The Evermore Chronicles. And then since then, a few more things, and I've ended up here in sunny Bulgaria.
And it's amazing because he still wears diapers to this day.
He's living it up with the residuals he's making from those early films.
Exactly.
So, Ben, first of all, like when the show was first announced, it was famously a very quick turnaround. It was announced in February. You guys were filming in April, on the air in June. Walk us through a bit of the audition process for you of getting the role.
The audition process was actually probably one of the easiest auditions I've ever done. In the weeks before, I was doing like chemistry readings and meeting producers and stuff and all these really stressful meetings. And then when Pandora came along, I went into the room. And then a week later, they asked me to tape again. And they said, can you try a different accent? Can you try an accent that we haven't really heard before? Something new, something that you've just made up. And so I spent a couple of days working something out. And eventually I came up with the Raylan voice. It wasn't quite the Raylan voice then. It developed a little bit and got a bit softer and a bit more English, because once I got the job, I realized I'd have to keep this up for however long the series goes. But it was just an audition and a tape, and that was all it was. And then 2 weeks later, I got a call saying, you've got this, this job, Pandora. And I was like, what? Are you sure? And here I am.
Wonderful, wonderful. Tegan, a similar question for you. You're coming into the show in the second season. It's obviously during the quarantine, I presume, when you were auditioning. Like, walk us through a bit of that audition process for you.
Actually, I auditioned just before quarantine lockdown. It was either end of January or beginning of February. And then, you sort of try and learn to forget about your auditions, because you have so many, and then there's so many, like the percentage of what are rejections and what you win is, you kind of just block them out as soon as you've done them. And you're like, right, I prepared it as much as I could. I feel like I've done a good job. So great. Kind of put that to the side and move forward. So I sort of forgot about Pandora. And then all of a sudden got a call from my agent. And I really remember the evening really clearly. It was like a Thursday night, and my family were all out, and I got a call from my agent, and I was sitting staring at my wall. I was doing something on my computer. And my agent called me, and it was dark and wintry, and I was sort of like trying to work out what I was going to be doing for the next couple of months. And they called saying, I've got the job. And I was like, oh my God, yes, I'm going to be going to Bulgaria, like during English, like time of the year when it's always raining and it's gross and depressing. And so we were supposed to be filming in March, which I think, correct me if I'm wrong, was a similar time to when you guys left last year.
It was a month. This year was planned a month earlier than we went last year. So last year we got here around the 25th of April, which I remember because it's my birthday. We were supposed to go in March, weren't we?
Yeah. And then obviously, literally, I think it was like a week or 2 weeks before we were flying, I remember they were talking about like read-throughs and stuff like that, and then everyone went into lockdown, and it was like, oh God, oh no. Everything kind of went on a standstill. I mean, it was a nice to know that during lockdown that potentially we had a project to kind of come back to, and there was kind of like a trajectory, and it wasn't you just staring into the abyss during lockdown. which
there was
kind
so
of
much like, worrying and confusion though around that, like whether like it was going to go ahead, because everything was so uncertain. So I spent most of lockdown worrying like if this is going to happen or not.
It was like we also had like 3 or 4 false starts. I mean, I remember packing and unpacking my bag in London like 3 times because we were supposed to leave in like 2 days, and then it got delayed, and then we were supposed to leave again, and it was 2 days to go till we fly, and then someone got COVID out here, and then that was all halted. So it was, I mean, very stop and starting, and it kind of got to the point where I was just like, oh, please just get me out of here, and I'm happy to just wait out in Sofia, but I just want to know that, you know, I'm going to be there. And
I didn't feel relaxed until the moment I finally sat in the makeup chair and put my Raylan face back on. And I was like, okay, this is happening. This is definitely happening now.
Yeah. Ben is back, baby.
Ben is back in a big way in Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Now, before we move on, I'm curious though, Tegan, when you're coming into this role in the second season, what was the development process for you like as an actor to develop your character? You're coming in, there's already this established history there. Obviously Ben's work with the Zatarian culture before that. Like, what was some of the research you did for the role?
Yeah. Well,
you mostly messaged me.
I watched the season beforehand, and then during lockdown, I was like, right, well, I want to get to know my husband. I feel like that's probably the best thing to do. So I messaged Ben on Instagram and sort of was like, hi, I'm your wife. Hello. And just kind of got chatting to Ben, just kind of to get to know him a bit, to have like a bit of an established relationship before we came out here. And then Ben sort of like ran me through the basics of Zatarian, like how they hold their hands as a default, what the planet is, the type of race they are, what they're like, their like history of their training. And then I watched a lot of the episodes again and again, and like made notes on everything Ben said. I was kind of like just watching Ben the whole time. And there's actually this one clip, Ben, I think it's like in the 10th episode of season one, when you're in a prison cell talking to Jax. And you're like, I don't love my wife. I want to be with you. I didn't change the CCTV in the ship. And then Mata comes down the stairs. I literally throughout lockdown watched that clip again and again just to try and nail the voice.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me you had a wife?
Jax. My marriage is one of political expediency, nothing more. My feelings for you are very real.
And I'm just expected to believe that.
It's the truth. Look, I'm so sorry that I didn't tell you. I broke your trust. It will not happen again. Mata is from a very powerful royal Zatarian house. This marriage was hastily arranged, and my father became the ambassador to Earth. But I do not consider Mata my wife in any real sense of how Earth defines it.
But she is your wife. And I need to talk to her.
Why?
Because I have some information she needs to know.
Because I wasn't sure if Mark or Brett or people would want me to do the voice similar to Ben. So then I sort of then started trying to learn it, and then was like to Ben, how do you do it? Just to make sure that kind of if I was doing it, I was doing it correctly. And it was really
fun. That was probably, I don't know.
I'm not really sure.
Very unhelpful.
So Ben was sort of my muse. I just studied him kind of throughout lockdown. Exactly, Ben. You should be extremely flattered. And then it was actually quite funny when we all had a read through for the first time here in Sofia the day before we started filming. I don't think I'd actually mentioned to anyone that I was doing the voice apart from to Ben in passing during lockdown. And then so we had when we started reading through our scenes and we finished the read through of the first episode, everyone was like, what? It was kind of like a what are those moments when everyone was like, oh my god, we've got two Zatarians, they're like doing their voice.
It was so great to see that reaction. Like, because when we first did a read through of season one and I came out with this voice, it was the same situation where I hadn't told anyone, like, what I'm going to talk like. And then at the end of it, everyone was like, that's sick, yo, that's so cool. And then you got the same moment when we did a read through of episode one, season two. And everyone was so like, this is amazing. Like, it's so good that we've got two Zatarians that sound similar, you know, it's perfect.
Yeah. And I mean, I spoke to Brett and Mark a bit about like the development of matter from season one to two and kind of what Mark's idea was for her as a character and her development over the months during the two seasons and the relationship with Raylan. And I sort of had like an initial gut instinct to make her a bit more quirky, a bit funnier, trying to kind of appease the humanity of Jax and Xander and try and, you know, be less rigid and Zatarian. And we sort of just like ran with that and then found like the weird funny moments of the Zatarians kind of like not really knowing what's going on and misreading rooms. And I feel like we've just had such a laugh with playing those characters this season and really created like a different vibe with them, which is really nice. So it's felt quite fluid and loose this year for me coming in, which I was kind of scared about.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it must have been a little nerve-wracking because you're coming into this environment as a new face, you know, and yet there's already these established connections and relationships with everyone, you know, and it sounds like it was a very welcoming environment for you when you got there.
Yeah, it's such everyone out here, like the cast and the crew and everything about this project is so embracing, and it really is like a family, and you do slot in and you don't feel like you're imposing in any way, and everyone really kind of just is open arms to suggestions and to just enjoying your company and having a laugh with you on set and creating something that everyone's proud of and enjoys doing, which is really, really quite special and amazing. So it's been so lovely being out here.
That's awesome. Now, Ben, I'm curious, because having coming back now for season two, I wonder if you, was there any conscious effort on your part to change any elements in your acting style or make any changes to your character between the two seasons?
Well, I suppose Raylan, he's now spent like over a year hanging out with people from Earth, you know, humans. So he feels much more comfortable around them. Like, he almost belongs on Earth more than he does on Zatar now. So it's just been all those interactions that I used to have last year where a human would say something and I'd be very confused and it would be kind of funny. It's nice to see Tegan experience some of those moments now because she's more new to Earth.
I'm the idiot with that.
Yeah. But Raylan is a badass this year. He's very cool and he does a lot of fighting and loads of cool stuff like that. Also, I get to show a little bit more emotion than I previously did last year because Raylan is quite reserved and he doesn't show off like how he feels very often. And so there's times in the series where you get to see Raylan lose control a little bit more, which has been really fun to play.
Awesome. You know, I came onto the show in season two, in season one, I was just a fan watching the show. And I remember watching the series and, you know, early on, your character has a couple of fight scenes and they're fine. They're shot like ordinary fight scenes. Right. And they were very well done. But then I remember this one point, I think it was episode 7 or 8 or something like that. But it's you and Xander and Jax and they are walking just a straight line. It's a single shot and some bad guys are coming towards you and you just do this like crazy badass backflip kick that just takes them out. And I was just like, oh my God, this guy has some crazy awesome fighting skills. That is not a stunt guy there.
Yeah.
So how are you so awesome? That's my question.
Well, I used to dance when I was younger, and fight choreography is basically a dance. Like, you know, you're not, there is times where you are actually hitting each other. You know, there's like, I've learned a lot from the stunt coordinator, Shifu, who's, you know, taught us loads of things, that there's like safe spots where you can have a little bit of contact, but you know, there's some things where, you know, you both have to be in sync with your timing in order to not actually punch each other in the face. And so, yeah, from being a dancer, I, from that, like, learned a couple of gymnastic tricks and stuff, and just used to do it with my friends when we were younger. And it always comes in handy, and it's especially useful during those fight scenes because it looks sick.
It looks amazing. I hope we get to see more of that style.
Oh, you definitely do. You do.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Tegan, did you come at this with any training in physical training, or was it is a lot of these fight scenes new for you?
Well, I mean, I come from a very sporty background. Before I found acting, I played football and cricket from the age of like 4 years old. So I'm quite athletic and sporty anyway. So I feel like I really want to throw myself into any action-based sort of scenes anyway. But when I was at drama school, we did do fight combat training and sword and dagger training. And then we had like a course in circus where we had to create a story around like circus moves and learn flips and rolls and trapeze. So like I've kind of, you know, done bits and bobs. And actually what's been really fun has been able to work on like a green screen and use wires and stuff, which has been really...
Yeah, we've got some incredible special effects stuff happening.
Yeah.
Nice. Like there was a day where we were all hooked up on wires wearing spacesuits behind a green screen with big fans blasting at us. It was a really cool day.
Awesome.
It was, yeah. So that was awesome. So like kind of, but then, you know, you kind of, I feel like the adrenaline and everyone else. I mean, like I had never done anything like that before. And just being with, you know, Priscilla, Ben and Oliver, and having the director and everyone being so supportive, you kind of just throw yourself into it and watch the others do it, and you just kind of go for it and send it. always send it. You've got to. So yeah, to answer your question, probably in a very long-winded way.
I'm here for the long-winded answers. That's what it's all about.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. That's what I want to hear.
Tell us a bit about what the set life is like right now. Obviously, we're one of the first shows back from the 2020 COVID quarantine. What's that like? How are things going with that?
Everyone is just really grateful to be here, I think. You know, the mood is so positive because, you know, at a time where everyone's been through, you know, locked inside their house, now finally we're free and we're working as well. It's everyone just can't believe their luck that we're actually, you know, shooting a movie during this pandemic. So spirits are very high. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, it feels a bit like the Truman Show in a way, but not as sinister. Like it really feels like a little micro bubble. And you can so easily forget about everything going on at home and like calling my family and hearing how things are in London. And obviously, you know, everyone here is wearing masks and we're tested twice a week. And so everyone's very cautious, but then because of the joy everyone's feeling on set, it just feels like such a different energy to what we have been used to for 3 months in London, kind of twiddling our thumbs and trying to make sourdough bread and like doing all the kind of like COVID crazes that went on during that time.
You know, you did better than just sourdough bread, Tegan. You're a chef. You didn't just make sourdough bread.
But it is like everyone is so happy and you can't see people smile, but you can see their eyes light up behind the masks every morning. And even, I mean, mine and Ben's makeup takes a while, but even the 6 a.m. starts, everyone's sort of, you know, you're just happy to be here. You're just happy to be here. And it's an amazing experience and a fun project to be on as well.
What are you guys looking forward to with the rest of the season?
Ooh, that's hard to answer without giving a spoiler.
jettison this question. I'm talking to actors. It's hard to answer.
Really hard. Well, like I said before, lots of fighting, lots of drama as well. I'm quite into the cinematography of the show as well. And this year it's on a whole different level. We've got so much neon. So, you can look forward to all the neon. That's not a spoiler, is it?
we're here for the neon.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sets, because they've had during COVID loads of time to kind of plan and work on the sets. Like some of the sets that they've created are just incredible. It looks amazing. And I really feel like the scripts are, I don't know. It's like what you were saying, Ben, how this year with Raylan, like a lot more heartfelt scenes and, kind of like emotional dialogue. It's really nice to like sink your teeth in to those.
It's a slightly different side to the Zatarians than we've seen before. Definitely in the first episode as well, to like see how close they are as husband and wife now, when last season, you know, Raylan didn't even want to be married to Mata. And now they're very happily married.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Ben.
It's all acting.
Yeah, we're so good at acting. We actually absolutely detest each other.
Seriously, good.
Well,
yeah.
It's like a true functional marriage, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, to wrap things up here, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I know you have a whole lot of things to do over there, but where can people find you on socials? How can people get in touch with you?
I am on Instagram. It's at Ben_Radcliffe. And that is it.
Likewise with me, at Tegan Short on Insta. That's about it, really. T-E-G-E-N.
Interesting spelling.
Yeah, well, that's Cornish Celtic for you. So,
Very cool.
Fun fact trivia.
Awesome. Very cool. And for you, the listeners out there, you can find us at Pandora Writers on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to subscribe and rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or any other podcast provider out there, we have new episodes coming out every Tuesday with a cast and crew of Pandora as we pull back the curtain on season 2 as we await the premiere on October 4th at 8 p.m. Tegan, Ben, thank you guys so much for being here today. This was absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
That was an epic outro. I loved it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was so good. It's like you rehearsed it.
You know, I'm working on my acting more than anything during this quarantine. I'm trying.
Yeah.
Just watch Ben in season 1 and you'll learn everything you need to know.
Apparently. Ben, you're going to become the muse for the world here. That's fantastic. So we will say goodbye and hope you guys join us again next time on Unboxing Pandora.
Goodbye from Raylan.
Goodbye from Mata.
Yes! There's the accent. I love it. Thank you so much. See you guys next time.